Tradition tells us that the Apostle John was the youngest of Jesus' apostles, maybe only a teenager. You know, perhaps maybe he stayed with the women at the foot of the cross while the other apostles fled because he was too young to fully realize the danger involved. Logically, if John was young, his brother James was probably not much older. When St. Matthew recorded this same incident of questioning about sitting beside Jesus in his kingdom, it wasn't James and John who asked the question. It was their mother. Maybe Matthew didn't think James and John were capable of it. In St. Mark's account that we just read, James and John managed to ask the question on their own. Jesus replied by asking if they could truly follow him, drink the cup from which he drank, and be baptized with the same baptism with which he would be baptized. Of course, the boys told Jesus, yes. Just about any teenager would promise a coach, a hero, someone they admired to do what they ask. But when Jesus explained that drinking from his cup did not mean just fun and games or even glory, whoever wishes to be great must be a servant. For Jesus came to serve, not to be served. Jesus identified greatness with service and sacrifice, not being a master who gives orders. That's not something we like to hear. We are called to be Christians for others, whatever our circumstances, wherever we are. Ultimately, being Christians for others and not for ourselves, we are all missionaries. Something that today's World Mission Sunday reminds us. To be a Christian means that we are to share with others God's love, which we have come to know. God loves us so much that Jesus came to show us that love, even when we did not deserve to be loved. Jesus came to share that love through his patience with slow-to-learn apostles and with us. Jesus came to exemplify what it means to love others with humility so that we could receive God's love without being overwhelmed. Jesus also came to provide the means for God's love to continue to reach us. So he gave us the Eucharist. The more we allow ourselves to be converted into the human beings God wants us to be, the more we will begin to realize that real power comes from using our strength to help others. True honor comes not from the glory of the world, but from sharing our human dignity with those to whom it is so often denied. Real wealth is never measured by how much we have, as by what we are willing to share with those in need. And true sacrifice arises not from the realization of what we can do without, but from the honest recognition of the needs of others. Discipleship is rooted in service. Greatness is giving up quests for power and honor and turning all one's efforts to serving others. Jesus' whole life was service. This is the real meaning of glory and honor. James and John knew that Jesus was their hero. They thought with the brashness of youth that they already knew and were ready to do what God wanted of them. And they were right. God wanted the gifts of youth that they had to offer. But their thoughts were far short of what God really wanted of them. God did not want their strength. God wanted their weakness. It is in recognizing and handing over to God our weaknesses, our limitations, that we come to know and can share God's strength and God's mercy.